so that they may live in a way that honors the Lord and pleases Him in everything, that they can bring forth a harvest of all kinds of good works, and that they grow in the knowledge of God. In this series of little foxes that we are talking about, the way in which we live life or take situations that are presented to us on a daily basis, in the way we face it, is it part of a good or a bad attitude that can bless us or they can lead us to drag many difficulties in our life? Our attitude often becomes those little stones in the shoe that don't let us move forward. That is the attitude that we have towards life. I want to explain something to you. There are situations that we cannot prevent from happening. Life manifests seasons. Life manifests moments that we are going to have to face. Yes or yes. And that is important to keep in mind. Of course, if we do not spend our lives with the incorrect attitude trying to face it in a wrong way or from a wrong perspective, seeing things as they are, not complaining all the time, filling us with a rage or anger, and in that way, we react to everything that comes our way. This is having a bad attitude. Unfortunately, we have hidden behind circumstances. We have hidden behind the excuses. It's that I am like that. And that's the way we are like. Is that how God made me? Or is that one of those sayings in marriage? That's how you met me. And that's how you married me. They are just excuses within which you hide to avoid taking responsibility from simply seeing what others are already seeing in your life. We have bad attitudes and we have become so used to it that we already react in a mechanical way. We smile all the time. We walk with a serious face. People simply stop approaching us, and our family begins to fear our family. Our children stop approaching us because we always respond with harsh words. We are always rude when speaking. We are rude to treat people. We move away from everyone, and we can only excuse ourselves. We can hide behind the excuses and that people have treated me badly and that I'm keeping to myself so it does not happen again. That may be another excuse in which we can hide, but we have to realize that in life, there will always be difficult situations. Situations in which people will fail us. Situations in which the family is going to fail us. And I cannot take this as an excuse simply to distance everyone. You are alienating your family. You are alienating your children. You are alienating your friends. They are the people that love you. They love you, but they have failed you. Of course, we are human beings, or you haven't failed someone. You are the only one who plays the victim and thinks that everyone has failed you. But start thinking, and when you have someone that you failed, how many promises have you given that you have not fulfilled? How many times through a bad faith have you hurt the heart of another person? How many times have your words damaged someone's heart? Now, I don't come to you to find the guilt, to reproach you. I only come as a friend. Remember, I come as a friend away from home to make you see that the attitude you are carrying in life is not correct. Today, many times we hide behind religion. We hide behind a Bible. And I hope to make you understand, just to justify our actions, to justify distancing ourselves from the whole world, alienating them from everything, and we use biblical texts to separate them from the family, and we take the wrong attitude. That is why in this word, In Colossians in chapter 1, verse 10, the Apostle Paul says, I cried out to the Lord. I cried out to the Lord. I cried out to Him. Cried out to the Lord so that you can have the knowledge and understand the will of God. So that in the midst of all that spiritual knowledge and wisdom, you know how to live life in the right way. So when people see God in glory for that life that you lead, we want so many things. We seek so many things. But what motivates us? We always have an arrogant attitude. Some have an attitude of pride. Others have an attitude of laziness. Others have an attitude that is not correct in the face of life because they react with anger. With anger that everything that is presented to them. And if the attitude were not important to God, I do not know how to emphasize in the Bible one and again about how we live this new life that we have in Christ. Now in Philippians, the Apostle Paul says, have a good attitude and take the example of life that Jesus had, that he stripped himself of being equal to God as a matter of what? And clinging, who humbled himself to death on the cross, who was always obedient. The lifestyle of Christ should impact us and should lead us to ask if we really are living as Jesus lived here on earth. He taught us not to pay badly for bad, but even our own enemies, we should pray for them. That if someone asks you for a glass of water, give it to them. That if somebody hurts you on one cheek, put the other cheek. If someone asks you for the cape, give them the sword also. If an angel asks you to run a mile, run too. It's not about letting us insult and let ourselves be overshadowed by the world. It's about living in the right way that the love of God operates us. But nevertheless, we do not want to abandon that position. And the worst thing about our bad attitude is the position we have and adopted. And we don't move from there. As I told you in the beginning, it's how God made me. This is how you met me. And that is how you married me. But they really are just excuses and positions. They are arguments that we take and don't really allow us to enjoy that new life we have in Jesus Christ. This happens everywhere, not only to people who don't know the Lord, because, well, they don't know God, and they try to live life according to that position in which life put them, and from that perspective, it reacts to everything. Some may say, it has worked for me. To what extent? To what extent have you removed everything from your surroundings? And this word is also for those who have Jesus in their hearts. For those who have said, I believe in God and the love of God is in my life. But there are still little foxes there that is affecting the vineyard that bears fruit. Which is in verse 10, Colossians says, so that they may live in a way that honors the Lord and pleases Him in everything, that they can bring forth a harvest of all kinds of good works and grow in the knowledge of God. He is speaking of bringing forth a harvest, a vineyard, when the flower is blooming. And what we had read in the book of Songs, be careful, remove those little foxes that damage the vineyard because they are already blooming. It means that they are already about to give harvest. When the vineyard is about to give harvest, the foxes begin to come out and chew, to damage, to chew the root in the vineyard of the plantation to be able to knock them down, and they can never bear fruit. I want to start analyzing under the guidance of the Lord in your life in which you have not been able to bear fruit. Perhaps you can say this word is not for me. Perhaps it's with so-and-so. But do not put so-and-so at the moment. I'm speaking with you directly, and I come as a friend to give direct advice to you. It's good that you begin to meditate on your life. What are the areas that have not given fruit? Because suddenly you can say, I have money in my pocket. I am doing well at work. I am a good businessman. I am an entrepreneur. And I congratulate you on that. But what about your home? How is your wife? How are your children? How is your family? Do you have friends? Are you trustworthy? How is your ministry? How is your relationship with God? It's more or less like this for yourself? These are questions that are important to ask yourself today, because otherwise you'll be sleeping with those foxes in your house. And the more you walk, you feel those little stones that cause you pain. It's sad because sometimes we take that attitude of accommodating ourselves to pain. God did not create you to accommodate yourself to pain. It's true that life causes pain in some moments, but not all life is pain. Not all life is afflictions. There are unfortunately good moments. We take the position of only keeping bad moments in our hearts. But what about good moments? When you forgive, when you love, when you enjoy every moment, today I invite you to reflect on this time about these little things called bad attitudes. Because the fact that you have lived something in life that has not been easy and has hit you does not mean that what you lack in life is going to be the same. God gives us life, but we must decide to listen to His voice and listen to His advice to see how we are going to live it and how we are going to face the different obstacles that life presents us. Are we can learn and exercise and learn wisely to live, making good use of the time and to take a good attitude. And this will bring blessings. What will be the blessings? That we are going to give an abundant harvest. That vineyard will bear good fruit. And by giving that abundant harvest, we will grow in God. We will fulfill the purpose you and I were created by God to multiply. You and I were created by God to bear fruit. But if I am not bearing fruit, it's not because I have the wrong attitude. You don't look responsible outside. The only responsible is you, because you stayed. You locked yourself up. Perhaps you lived a complicated situation and took the wrong attitude. And from that moment, your life has changed. Do not blame it on what happened around you. Maybe today you have to take an introspective look. You have to look inside. You have to ask the Lord to help you let go of those situations that you have left that will be recorded in your heart that led you to take wrong attitudes, attitudes that are leading you to not bear fruit. And to die without bearing fruit as we live life is a great question. And when I speak to you of life, I speak of all manifestations where we participate, family, church, friends, profession, and everything you see involved daily. What is your attitude? Today, we must, in order to have a good attitude in life, the first thing we need is to recognize bad attitudes and which areas of our life we manifest them. Let's look for the root. Let's look for that little fox that while you are going to bear fruit always comes and lies down, that you cannot give it, and let's put it before the Lord that you can pray today and you can recognize those. Most important thing is that you can recognize in which area of your life you have had that bad attitude. Is more, would you dare? Would you dare to tell your family to evaluate you and to tell you where you have had those bad attitudes? If you are angry, if you are a liar, if you do not care what happens, if you are proud, tell your closest ones what attitudes you have had, that they have been hurt, and start working on it. But it on the Lord, because maybe you have a trigger in your heart, a wound that has not been healed. And every time something comes from life, it detonates and you react. It's not the right way to hurt others. Only God can heal those wounds. Prayer. Father, I place in your hands each person who is receiving this word. I ask you in the name of Jesus that you help them in such a way that today they can let go of being free. And Lord, let go of those wounds that have not allowed them to be healed in their hearts, that have become triggers. Dangerous triggers, Lord, that drive everyone away. Triggers that simply destroy the moment when little foxes that are there are going to bear fruit. And that we get used to living with them today, Lord. I ask you in the name of Jesus that we can see these little things in our way of acting. And that we do not continue hiding behind excuses that have no value, but that we can face them. And that you show us that reality of ourselves so that in this time of privacy, we can, Lord, we announce that already through your presence and through your word to be restored, raised up, Lord. And there is a manifestation of your new life in us. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you today. God continue blessing you.